Glorious Friday, and we've been looking at manifesting God's glory in an ungodly generation. Manifesting God's glory in an ungodly generation. The first part of it, we looked at knowing the time. That's important for us to know the time, the times in which we are in, and the promises of God that come with the time. We looked at Micah 4:1. Which says that in the last days shall come to pass, the mountain of the house of the Lord shall be established in the top of the mountains. Talking about the kingdom of God, or talking about believers or the church, that on top of all mountains, the church shall emerge as the greatest, or believers shall emerge as the best or the greatest. Like, you know, from our vision as a ministry, saying stand out with God, coming from Matthew chapter 5 verse 14, that wherever we are, we must be the light, we must shine. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so we say glow music.
Stand out with God.
Yes, we don't stand out with money. We stand out with God. Oh. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The second session, we looked at manifesting God's glory in an ungodly generation. Guard your prophecy. Guard your prophecy, and today we are continuing on that. We are continuing on that, so we are moving straight. What is prophecy? Prophecy is simply a prediction of what will happen in the future. A prediction of what will happen in the future. So you hear prophecy, I'm prophesy. So some churches say, oh, prophesy. You know, and a lot of men of God, I'm prophet this, prophet that. It's just simply a prediction of the future. And, you know, it's very interesting that man has this tendency to always seek to know what is ahead of time. You know, and that is one thing that we seem to always have a problem with. Nobody knows, it's said that nobody knows what, tomorrow. Yeah. Nobody knows how they're going to die. It's a mystery. So every time, man is always seeking to know, hey, what's going to happen tomorrow? People, you know, people even do financial projections, and at the end of the day, the stock, they said the stocks is going to crash, and then nothing happens. And they're like, oh, it was just a false alarm. Then when they think that everything is okay, then the stocks crash. When they think that everything is okay, then COVID rears up its head, and no profit. There was no warning, no sign, nothing. And then all like everybody is worried. So, hey, didn't anybody see this coming? Man always wants to see ahead what is going to happen, to have a certain sense of security. Because whenever man does not know what's going to happen next, it makes man feel so uncomfortable and so vulnerable. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In Favor Thursday, we'll be looking at working with God. And as a matter of fact, our monthly theme, or the theme for the season, walk with God. When you walk with God, I don't think that these things should be, you should be so worried about what's going to happen tomorrow, when the God, the creator of heaven and earth, is in control and is in charge of your life. Amen.
Amen.
So prophecy is prediction of what will happen. And we see King Saul in 1 Samuel chapter 26 verse 6. He says, and when Saul inquired of the Lord, and the Lord answered him not. Yes, because of course God was upset with him. He had rejected him. So the Lord answered him not, neither by dreams, nor by Urim, nor by prophets. Hey, everywhere's just gone quiet. Even the prophets, he asked, hey, Prophet Oja, what is the Lord saying? Oh, nothing, oh. Serious. Prophet Kelewele, what is the Lord saying? Nothing. Everywhere is just quiet. And so there's one major prophet, Prophet Tatashi. Go and ask him, we go, Prophet Tatashi. He said, oh, King Saul, I don't know, even this is a new record in town, because God will normally talk, but when it comes to your case, it's like everywhere is just quiet. Wow. And King Saul says that, okay, Saul unto his servant, seek me a woman that hath a familiar spirit. Mm. that I may go to her and inquire of her. And his servant said to him, behold, there is a woman that hath a familiar spirit at Endor. As we are speaking right now, there are politicians who are chasing after all sorts of people, doing all sorts of things, just to be able to see what will happen. Everybody is just searching, what's going to happen, what's going to happen, what's going to happen in December, what's going to happen, which party is going to come, where should I invest my money, am I going to make it or not? King Saul needed direction, and because God was not speaking, he went seeking to speak to a witch with a familiar spirit. So man always wants to know what is going to happen. And we see that's what we see King Saul try to do. But the truth is that Satan even sees what is ahead. However, only God, who is the creator, the architect, the builder, the beginning and the end, and in between, the one who is the Alpha and Omega, he is the only one who can reveal the meaning of what is happening. As a matter of fact, if Satan knew, he wouldn't have killed Jesus. If he knew the consequences of the actions. So as for the spiritual realm, the Malam is seeing, agents of the enemy, Satan, they are all seeing. The Lord too, by the Spirit of God, you see into the spiritual realm. But it is only God who can explain to you, because he even has the capacity to change what is happening in the spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 The enemy may have seen that, oh, there will be a storm, and would tell the disciples, should anybody have asked, oh, the disciples, you will die by this storm. But when Jesus is in the boat, when God is in a situation, the enemy may think that, oh, this is the end of the matter. That's how far they can see. But God sees beyond, and the dangerous thing is that God can even change the program within a minute.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now someone can say, oh, the machine is reading that it's a boy. You give birth to it, and it's a girl. If as a matter of fact, it's twins. And you begin to wonder, so where was the other one hiding? Best to be on the side of God. Tell your neighbor, it's best to be on the side of God.
It's best to be on the side of God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's someone, sometimes even the prophet can tell you, though, I'll forget about this interview, you will not be called, but someone will just pray. And within a moment, they forget about all the people with the higher qualifications, and then they call you. Because we serve a God who can change things. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When he speaks, when God, our God speaks, it becomes law immediately. Yes. So no matter what whoever has said or whoever has seen, if you can contact the creator of heaven and earth, the moment he speaks, it overrides everything. Just say it after me, that it overrides everything.
It overrides,
everything. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Prophecy. And I'm explaining these things to you because where we are going, it will marvel you when you know the gifts that God has given us, but we discount it and we chase after other things. In Genesis chapter 15, verse 13, and he said unto Abram, know for sure that thy seed shall be a stranger in the land that is not theirs, and shall serve them, and they shall afflict them 400 years. After Abraham, there came who? Isaac. There came who? Jacob. And so, years ahead, God is telling Abraham, I'm going to give you a child, yes. But this is what's going to happen to your children. That years later, because it wasn't even in Joseph's time that they went into slavery. After Joseph had died, after Pharaoh had died, the next one, before they started giving them that slavery treatment. But God had revealed to Abraham ahead of time. My prayer is that as you walk with God, we've been learning that God revealeth his secrets to those who fear him. As you walk with God in fear, he will constantly reveal his ways to you in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Our second point is that God has released unto us his gift of the Holy Spirit, who empowers us to prophesy. In Joel chapter 2, verse 28, it says, "And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams, your young men shall see visions." 29, "And also upon the servants and upon the handmaidens in those days I'll pour out my spirit." This was a prophecy given to Prophet Joel. That's years ago. And then later on, when Christ comes and then he dies, resurrects, he leaves, he promises the Holy Spirit. We read in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9, "To another faith by the same Spirit," talking about the Holy Spirit, "by the same Spirit to another the gifts of healing, by the same Spirit to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another diverse kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues, fulfilling what God's servant said ahead of time." That in our day, God has released this gift of prophecy by his Holy Spirit unto us. That we don't have to go even chasing after, like Saul was chasing. Now the Spirit of God dwells in us. And he even causes us to what? To prophesy. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And we go to our third point. Prophecy is Jesus' word and it is already available every day. In Hebrews chapter 1 verse 2, "God who at sundry times and in diverse manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the world." Wow. So, previously, God would speak to his people by the prophets, but now it is by his Son, Jesus Christ. In Revelation chapter 19, verse 10, it says, and I fell, this is John saying, "And I fell at his feet to worship him," talking about the angel who was revealing these things to him. "And the angel said unto me, See, thou do it not, I am thy fellow servant." Wow, that's a revelation. An angel saying that I am thy what?
Fellow servant.
Wow. "And of thy brethren that have the testimony of Jesus." Hey, I am thy fellow servant, an angel talking to a believer like you and I. The angel is saying that I am thy fellow servant. You and I, we are all what? Servants. "And of thy brethren that have the testimony of Jesus." Say after me, the testimony of Jesus.
The testimony of Jesus.
And he continues to say, "Worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy." For the what? The testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. Because of time, we'll end here. We'll continue in our next session. But I want you to sit down and read this portion of scripture, the revelation that angel gave unto John. That you and your brethren, the testimony of Jesus you have, that is the true spirit of prophecy. That is the spirit of prophecy. The testimony of Jesus which you have. There's a word that the Lord has placed in us. He has given us his word. Unfortunately, we discount it and we chase after Shemin Kom 1 and 2. Shemin Kom part 1. Shemin Kom part 2. Right after the receiving the word of God that has been preached on a Sunday morning, we are still cornering our pastor. "Oh, prophet, don't you have anything for me?" After that, we meet the prophet's servant. "Oh, don't you have anything for me?" Part 2. May God help us.
Amen.
In our next session, we'll go further. And then you understand what God has blessed us with. And why the enemy wants to steal that away from us. And then leave us to rather go chasing for what we shouldn't be chasing after. That you have something, and yet you've left it and you are chasing for what you shouldn't be chasing after, while you have what is right there given by God into your life. If you haven't given your life to Christ, I want to give you this opportunity. Revelation starts with relationship. Revelation, it starts with relationship with God. When you are connected back to our God, you will receive revelation for life. And so I submit to you today that Jesus wants to come into your life. He wants to save you from sin. And he wants to save you and translate you into his kingdom so that you can have connection back to the creator of heaven and earth, our maker, our father in heaven. So please say this short prayer after me. The Lord Jesus, I thank you for the sacrifice that you've made for me. I'm a sinner. I admit it. I cannot save myself. Please forgive me. Today, I invite you to become the Lord and Master over my life from now and forevermore. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
Onyame wa emie. Wa emie. Oda. Nyame wa emie. Nyame wa
gave your life to Christ, kindly contact us via email info@glowmusicministry.com or call or chat with us 2026-000-9090. God bless you.
Amen. Shall we share the grace? The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. We meet